Good evening. It is Wednesday, September the 26th, 2012. It's 5:15 p.m. and this is a special meeting of the Kenyatta Independent School Board of Trustees, or School District's Board of Trustees. Tony, would you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cousins? Mr. Cornham?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez? Mrs. Searles?
Here, and Mrs. Cousins and Mr. Rodriguez will be joining us. They've called to say they're running late. I would like, with the board's approval, due to the fact that they are running late, if we could move G up to A on our agenda and start with that. Is that okay with everyone? Thank you. Dr. Murphy?
President Searles, board members, audience members, just a real quick item. It's actually something we forgot to do at the last board meeting. We seek approval of our regular annual yearly agreement with the Juvenile Justice Alternative Education Program, which is administered through EPISD, but it's for the county. And we've been longstanding members of that. We should have brought this to you last month. We apologize. But we are seeking approval to continue this relationship and contract. It's on page 10 of your documents, and it's fairly routine. We do this every year.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second to accept the interlocal agreement for Juvenile Justice Alternative Education Program for the year. Is there any discussion? If not, Tony?
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And I guess we'll move, just start back up at A, unless anybody else has a different suggestion.
I have a text. It says 10 minutes. If we want to recess or if we want to go forward, it's up to you, President. 10 minutes is what they're saying.
I sort of... We could have public comment.
We could start it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We could have public comment. How about that? With the board's approval, we'll go to 2B, the public comment version. Tony? Is there anyone signed up?
I know for a fact, having attended CPAC chair wants to speak. Can we find him, Joe, or somebody? Can you see Adrian? Thank you, sir.
Good evening. We're glad you're here to speak and be public comment.
We're in A.
No, we didn't do A. We're kind of trying to wait till the other two board members get here, so we moved up G, and now we're moving up B. We're just at B, public comment. We didn't do A yet, though.
Okay, I thought it was.
So you can comment on anything you want to.
Anything?
Well, no. Almost anything. Anything on the agenda, correct, Mr. Cardinal? Exactly. Thank correct. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me some time for President Searles, board members, and Dr. Murphy. Yesterday I met with our CBAC committee. There was a resignation of Jim Maxfield. In the process, we also restructured our committee, and we came to an agreement as to what we really wanted to recommend to the board this evening regarding sort of the direction that is kind of taken. I know that 2 days ago, the temporary contract position was put up, so we thank you for taking our recommendation and making it a reality. We know that this will help the Mr. Matthews up quite a bit. In the light of project management for bond 2011, we've looked at what is up on the table. We really are, just want to focus our efforts on this. And after talking with our committee members, we came up with this suggestion, recommendation from CBAC that TASB be tasked to be the project manager for PKA, that's our recommendation, and for VMAC, and it's a generous offer, to be taken and provide project management for the rest of the projects. I believe it's some 100 plus projects, and with very strict contract on how VMAC operates with the contractors themselves, and the oversight ultimately lying in the hands of Ms. Matthews. But we really wanted to stress the fact that the contract and all the information there is very clear, because we're very concerned that VMAC, although a great generous offer, will now be deep into the district with building the PKA and also doing project management. So just very specific.
And could you repeat the first part? That
sure.
The recommendation was for TASB as well?
Yes.
For the pre-K-8?
Yes, for the pre-K-8. For TASB to oversee the PK-8 campus, and for the project manager, for the remaining projects, to be VMAC.
Okay.
Given the conditions of the contract, be very specific as to their role.
Okay.
Have Ms. Matthews have the oversight.
Okay. And then everybody's happy that the other position was posted on Tuesday.
Yes, we're very happy that the board took our recommendation.
It was actually posted on Monday morning.
All right, very good, Dr.
Monday at lunch tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for being, have you picked a new chairman?
Yes, I was selected last night, and Mr. Nunnery is my vice chair in case something were to happen between now and our next quarterly meeting, which is in December.
Okay. We
Mr.
sure
Nunnery
thank
was
you.
Named in absentia. That's what happens when you miss a meeting.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your recommendation and the committee's caring and recommendation. We appreciate it and listen and have heard it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. We have like 3 minutes till 10 minutes is up. Oh, good. Okay. Good evening, Mr. Venegas.
Good evening, President Searles and members of the board, Dr. Murphy. I just want to say that I concur with the CPAC's recommendations.
Thank you for coming this evening. Does anybody on the board have a suggestion? Should we move on to A?
Was that funded?
Mr. Coronado, you okay with moving to A? Ms. Gonzalez?
Yeah, I think we can at least start hearing the presentation. We can always fill in Monica and Mondo when they get in.
Okay. Then, Dr. Murphy, let's have Tomi take us to 2A on our agenda.
Item 2A is discussion and update from administration regarding project management of the DC 2011 bond. Dr. Murphy, Ms. Matthews.
President Searles, board members, I'm going to just make a brief introduction and then come back to the dais. My father is in town this week, and last night we were at dinner, and we were talking, it got around somehow, we were talking about this bond management, and he reminded me, I have not seen my father since Christmas, and he reminded me that I was talking to him about my bond management at Christmas last year, or yeah, nine, 10 months ago. And he was like, you haven't resolved that yet? And how long we've been talking about this issue probably goes back even before Christmas time last year. And our goal tonight in this special board meeting is to finally come to an agreement, whatever that agreement is, that we move forward with. And as I wrote in the letter in the Friday packet, to facilitate that, we wanted to make sure that you knew that administration, we appreciate the bond manager position. Thank you very much. And we have that. And at this time, administration has no firm recommendation. We are here tonight to work as a team of eight, to work as a board and administration, and to come up with a solution. And administration is willing and ready to take whatever comes out of tonight's meeting and put this somewhat to bed and move forward. And I say that with all sincerity, without any hidden agenda. Whatever we decide on tonight is what we move forward with. So we put together a short PowerPoint. It kind of captures some of what was written in the letter. It also lays out some of the options, and I think the audience members will appreciate it. It kind of shows where we are. And then we can do the discussion. We did ask, and Ms. Searles concurred, that Steve Blanco be here tonight. Steve, thank you, our attorney, for being here. And he is here to answer any technical questions, as this has been a bit messier than we would have liked, in the sense that it's come back several times, and we want to make sure that we do everything above board, transparent, ethical, and legal. And so he actually wrote the agenda along with Jerry. Although the agenda seems somewhat scattered, it's written very specifically to allow the board to choose the options. All the options are laid out, and you're going to either say yes or no to each one and pick and choose type of thing. And Steve is here to help and be of assistance to you. Steve, do you have any opening comments before we go? At this time, I'll turn it over to Jennifer, who's doing a fantastic job, and she'll take us through this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Murphy. What we're here to talk about tonight is a continuation of the discussion that's taken place, whether that's just informally or in meetings or in subcommittee meetings, with, of course, the members of the board, CBAC, administration, and what basically culminated in administration's original recommendation. And that was to hire one Ken Tia bond project manager together with TASB to manage the pre-K through 8 and the Johnson Control Project.
And board, you have this in front of you. It's a PowerPoint. Thank
you. So since that time, a couple of milestones have transpired. Some of those include the approval of the position of the bond project manager, which was posted earlier this week, the decision not to move forward with TASB for the pre-K through 8 and the HVAC project, the decision to stop the design development at 70% completion. And after those milestones, we convened with legal counsel and looked at the options that were on the table and said, okay, well, what can we do at this point? My most important thing that I would like to convey to the Board of Trustees this evening is that administration's primary goal is just a unified, decisive course of action that can carry us through the rest of the bond projects, so we can start kind of settling into roles and responsibilities, mutual expectations, kind of get into a groove and focus on the actual work itself, and just reach something that we can all be comfortable with and move forward with. And I can't tell you enough. I would really be satisfied with whatever you guys come to an agreement tonight. Whatever you all decide to do, we're ready to work with that. With that, the rest of our presentation brings us to the options, and there's six options that we're going to present tonight. And they're kind of been formatted so that you can mix and match them and kind of, you know, see what you would like to do. It's just as many options as we could think of. Option one, of course, is no additional action. It's hiring the bond project manager that you've approved and me working together with this person. And that's one very viable option, and we'd be happy to do that. Option two is continuing with that same case scenario, but with the assistance of VMAC, to propose the bond project management for all other projects, with the exception of the pre-K through 8, of course, because they're the contractor for that project. What VMAC is asking, which is in essence could be considered slightly independent of the bond project management issue, is, as you know, originally this project was going to be a site adapt. So they included a pre-construction services fee in their previous project. So since this was a site adapt, that currently is in their contract at $0, which means that all this time that we've been working together, Carl, Daniel, Limac, and the owner, they've been providing some services, whether it's their time meeting with us. They're currently doing a cost exercise on the 70% design development drawings. That's very labor intensive on the behalf of their estimator. All of that, basically their contract does not allow them a way to collect money until we break ground. So although the dollar amount of their contract never changes, the exchange for the bond project management service is in exchange for a restructuring of their fee. Again, not changing the dollar amount at all, simply being able to collect for the services that they are actually performing before they broke ground, which is fair, and is fair even independent of providing bond project management services.
Jennifer, before you go on, back up, please. Okay, so that's how we get there. What would they do?
What would they do? Addressing some of the things that the CBAC mentioned, we have some very task-specific things that we're looking for that VNAC is very strong in, which is construction administration, for example, field reports, construction site inspections. I mean, they are contractors, and they would be in an excellent position to review another contractor's work. Estimating, value engineering, those are things that they're very, very strong in. Addressing some of the CBAC's concerns, there's certain functions that they're probably not suited to fill, like serving on evaluation committees or some of those things that are more internal business. And we would delineate what their scope of services would be and what they would or would not be allowed to do within the limits of propriety and policy and legality and with what the Board of Trustees and everyone is comfortable with.
The chair.
Steve, yes, sir.
Can you comment at this time? We met in your office and talked about this. Can you give some general comments about this agreement, the possible agreement with VMAC?
Sure. Excuse me, Board President Searles, Board Members Dr. Murphy. When we met with VMAC, it was to discuss the current structure of their agreement. They have a contract in place. They are the CMR for the pre-K-2A campus. This map is correct. The additional services that they would provide would not be related to that campus. It would be related to other bond projects and work. It is a bargain for exchange in a legal sense, in the sense that it would require an amendment to the revision to their current contract. Because what they're asking for is this consideration, in consideration of providing the additional work, the payment, the plans, the progress payment, the way the fee is to be paid and structured, it's really just going to be sped up. There's no additional amount that's going to be charged by VMAC. So when we say it's at no cost, it is truly no additional dollar cost to the district. It is not free. There is obviously a time cost associated with that because these payments would normally be delayed until the very end. Some of the items that they agreed that they could provide would be the estimating, supervision of field personnel and reports, reviewing and assisting with change orders, creation of budgets, which is a big item. Mm-hmm. And then the FFE packages in the review, and then the additional items that Matthews mentioned.
And when you say that we'd have to restructure, would we lay out the specific tasks and we could do that we would want them to participate in?
Yes, I expect that they would provide us with a summary of the things that they would be willing to do. We can't ask them to do everything. There are limits on what they would be willing to do. But it would definitely be in an assistance type of role to help us get the bond project moving. And I know Mr. Venegas is here. If he wants to comment on his reasons or desires for doing that, I'd welcome him to do so the board will know why he's interested in doing it.
Good evening, President Searles, members of the board. Primarily, David mentioned this. It's what VMAC started. We got our first contract from County TYS. I don't know if everybody on the board realizes that or knows that.
In fact, it was awarded to my previous company. We actually had to change the contract to VMAC. So we hold this district in high esteem. We really owe this district to VMAC's success in starting its business. So we want the district to succeed. We want to help the district. And primarily, that's what we do. I toured my office and I said, you see all these people here? We just build things. And we do about $30 to $40 million a year building things. So we have systems and procedures already set up, but it's no big deal. For instance, I don't know if you've been collecting the certificates of insurance from all your contractors. Are they right, the right dollar amounts? I mentioned that we need to get a wage scale. All the projects that are here. Just the things that we normally do, safety audits, check projects for PPP. School districts have gotten very tight on checking backgrounds. We run all of our people through a criminal background check. I don't know if you guys want to do that. It's really a big deal. Slight cost involved with it. So these are just things that I'm throwing out. We do all the time. Since most of these projects are very small, short duration, we felt it wouldn't be that burdensome on us to assist on estimating. Because they're not big projects. I went through a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're not big.
And if I may, what about the larger wings and new gym? What was the CMR request that we had that you would be willing not to bid?
That's correct. Since CPAC probably was worried about that. Since we have so much information of what the architect is and what's going in, that would eliminate us from bidding for, let's say, your gym project or some of the other projects that are on the list. And we'd be willing to do that. We would bid those projects. So there would not be any conflict of interest or what's VMAC and Oscar and David up to. We've not been in those projects. We have planning with our group.
I have a question that you'll have enough manpower to do the school and
yes.
Run this as well?
Yes.
That won't be a drain?
No, I've been doing a lot of federal work for this. That program has kind of come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big hospital that's available to somebody that can do like $1 billion hospital. So I have a lot of personnel that I'm either laying off or
Having
them intertrained to do other things.
Okay.
We have a personnel.
That's really. Thank you very much, and thank you for your more than generous offer.
So option three, anything else on option two? Mm-hmm. So option three is a combination now. It builds upon options one and two. So option three is the bond project manager together with VMAC on all of their projects, together with TASB on the pre-K through eight. And TASB has proposed that they would provide their services in essence by financing their own fee. In other words, they would find cost savings to the board's satisfaction to pay for the fee that they're charging. Yes.
And if I may?
Yes.
TASB's fee is broken into two halves. The first half is TASB. The second half is Sledge Engineering. If you've met Mr. Sledge, as he's come out a couple times to speak with you. TASB is, as a nonprofit, cannot enter into a contingency agreement where the fee would be paid, similar to Johnson Controls and what was being presented tonight. So that, by regulation, is not allowed. However, the Sledge Engineering half of it can be done in this contingency where the savings has to be found. There was a big discussion over the last couple of days, how do we verify if the savings really occurred? And I had a conference call this morning in preparation for this meeting. And Mr. Sledge, because we were talking about third party and or what how we were going to do it. And Mr. Sledge just said, look, as I meet with the board, present to the board, as we go through this process, and we do realize the savings and I bring them to the board, it'll be the board that determines whether or not they have found the savings. And so through administration's recommendation and through your observation and evaluation, he's just saying to the board's satisfaction, if the board feels I've done my job and saved that amount of money, then I get my fee. If the board does not feel I've done my job and saved that money, they do not. I would not get my fee. That's what he's offering.
And in essence, there isn't a way to benchmark because we do have a completed 70% design development drawing. So you'll be able to see from here when they get involved to the next step, hey, what recommendations they made, like you're going to be able to see through our next cycle of exercise with VMAC and all of that. And also with a project of this scale, keep in mind that it's just one good idea, one suggestion, one thing that somebody's done before. It could save you that amount of money. Mm-hmm. Like, we've already found items equaling that cost just in the last couple of weeks with working together. Right. So I think it's totally feasible. It's not unrealistic to think that they could not save that amount of money with their input, especially with their experience.
Ms. Matthews, does everyone get along well professionally as well as
day-to-day?
Sure. With VMAC, everybody's happy. Everybody likes to share ideas. And
so far, so good.
Okay.
I think we're doing okay.
Good working relationship.
Now, TASB has not personally interacted with CDA or VMAC.
Well, but I will say that Mike Brooks is a very personal guy, and a lot of times while you guys are in executive session, I mean, they hang out.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
So option four is basically the culmination, is basically the option three, but without VMAC. So we were basically trying to provide as many case scenarios as possible in case using VMAC might seem to be slightly unorthodox, or you might say, well, we'll already have a CMR on board on some of these other projects, or basically just trying to lay out all the potential case scenarios that you guys could entertain. And this option could also, of course, be used with, I'm not looking at the last slide. So basically option four is without VMAC. And that brings us to options five and six, and options five and six have to do with the RFP process. After visiting with Blanco Ordonez-Wallace, option five brings us to the original RFP that was issued some time ago, which I believe we got four vendors to respond. One of the options that we could entertain is reopening it. The evaluation committee could convene, they could rank them, we could bring those rankings before the board, and the board could authorize us to enter into negotiations, whether that be one, two, three, at your discretion. And we would discuss, we would also accompany by a conversation and a reduction in the scope of work so that we could align what we're asking together with our budgetary expectations, and you know, we could entertain that conversation again.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you discuss this with VMAC, this presentation, not VMAC, but CDAC?
CDAC?
Are you presenting this to CDAC?
This PowerPoint presentation, we wanted you all to be the first to see, but I did meet with the CDAC last night, and
this wasn't shared with them?
This particular PowerPoint, no, but they are aware of all of the options, and we talked about
what was shared with the President, if I may. Ms. Gonzalez, what was shared with feedback was the board agenda, which has all these options. We went over the board agenda. We did not show them this PowerPoint. Nor have we discussed with CBAC any fee structure or anything like that.
And option six is if we would choose to decide, the board of trustees would decide to write a new RFP. With a different or a more specific scope of work, we could advertise again, maybe in the hope of receiving a wider pool of respondents, or you know, possibly some new fee proposals. or singular. And of course, option six can be used together with the VMAX offer. Lastly, I just wanted to mention to you that all of these options are available on tonight's agenda. Of course, legal counsel is present, and we are open to any of these or any other combination of ideas that you all might have. I just wanted to reiterate what administration's goal is. Just get us all on a single plan that everyone's comfortable with moving forward with, and just get our bond management plan, just our plan, whoever parties are involved in that, just to take us through the rest of the bond. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Matthews. Does the board have any questions about the options that she's brought to us?
Just to clarify for me. There's the option two is, in other words, you'll do the bond manager and the new person, and then further assistance provided by VMAC for management of all projects. Option three is
What does
option two, can you go over option
two
again?
Option one, me the bond project manager. Option two, me, the bond project manager, and
you mean the new bond manager as what, your new staff person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So option one, me and the bond project manager. Option two, me, the bond project manager, and VMAC. Three, me, the bond project manager, VMAC, and TASB.
But only on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Correct. Option four, me, the bond project manager, and TASB without VMAC. Five is the old RFP, and six is the new RFP.
And so VMAC is willing to do the full bond project management at no cost, other than...
Yes.
Other than to restructure the fee, and it's not the full bond because it does not include the pre-K-8.
Correct.
Mr. Coronado?
All right. Jennifer, when you refer to the bond manager, you're talking about not the new position, permanent position for the district.
Yes, I am.
No.
That's the specialist. That's your assistant.
We are not referring to the specialist position, which is in the process of being hired. We're referring to the bond project manager, which was posted on Monday.
Correct.
Which is the short-term contract. The short-term
paid for out of bond funds.
Okay. That's what you're referring to, not your permanent assistant.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Do you anticipate what the fees, or not the fees, but rather the, I guess, the contract for that individual, would it be on a yearly basis? Would it be on a monthly basis? Would it be on, depending on the amount? Or how is that fee going to be structured? The bond manager?
It's going to be an employee of the district on a pay grade level four, and they'll receive a salary, and it will last until the end of the bond to be determined by the board.
Okay, but paid out of our bond.
Paid for out of bond proceeds.
And they will work exclusively on the bond.
Well, they'll have to, yeah. Okay, and the range was that we talked about? Was the range was up to like 80?
60
to 70?
60s and 70s.
60
to 60.
All right. All right.
Any other questions?
I would prefer one, but I don't mind going with two. Or we could hold off, if that's the case, we could hold off till we actually get the bond manager to take any action. But I would say two if the board really...
Ms. Rodriguez, were you here when we talked about how TASB is going to...
No, he wasn't.
Yes, I was. He was just doing half of that.
They have to prove it to the assessments.
Yes,
assessment.
I was here.
Before. Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't realize.
Any other comments or?
No.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer, when would we anticipate that we'd have the bond manager on the board. Have you guys got a timeline on that? Approximately?
It's hard to say. I would think we'd give it at least a couple of weeks just to see how many applicants we got. Go through the interview process. They'd probably have to give a 2 weeks notice. I would say it'd probably take about 6 weeks, but it would vary. Maybe as little as a month. But, yeah.
All right, and TASB's fee for just the PK3 would involve about $453,000, right?
No, am I allowed to say what that number is? Yeah, it's $369,000, so SLEDGE is half as $184,500.
Okay, because in the previous, on the very initial fee proposal, they quoted $453,000.
They came down, you guys are done.
Yeah. Three what?
369, and they're good friends. It's a 50-50 TASB, 50% SLEDGE.
Ms. Kosras and Mr. Rodriguez were not present when the CBAC, the new chair for the CBAC, stood up and gave us their recommendation, which was, and please correct me if I'm not telling this properly, they were very happy with the temporary position posted. They liked TASB for the pre-K-8 and VMAC for the remaining, and that was their recommendation to us.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Jennifer, $370,000, just to play, you know, looking at all our options, if we went with TASB, it's roughly four engineers we could hire dedicated to the PK through A full time.
Yes, but it's very different, I think, to be in the role of working for an engineering firm, looking at the systems, looking at the construction. That's an engineer kind of working as an engineer. What's unique, I think, about TASB is that they've worked a lot, like, for example, with school districts, with boards, kind of like managing those aspects together with construction, you know, together with the whole engineering side of it. And I think they would even serve a role kind of like in the communication aspect of it. And I really think they've done this all over the state. I think they have a lot of valuable advice that they could offer.
And that would be for the entire time it's taking to build this school,
also,
not just 1 year, right? That's not a yearly
fee. That's for the length of that project.
Okay.
And also they're education specific. You know, you could hire an engineer that specializes in mechanical systems, or you could hire a structural engineer, but you're in a way getting a generalist that specializes in what we're doing and that kind of can, you know, head up the team, you know.
But Sergio, I will say, and I go back to our opening comment, we are here tonight to get an agreement, and we will move forward with whatever you desire. And
yes,
we could use the $369,000 for other things that we need, including hiring somebody part-time or something like that. So, you know, again, we're here to find an agreement. CBAC's recommendation is what it is.
Yes, by all means, that was only to answer your question. I'm really, you know, I'm good.
Do I have a recommendation then? Somebody like to? I personally feel very comfortable with three.
I don't.
I like one. I like putting the layover of two there, and I really appreciate VMAC's offer. And I feel like this second offer that we're looking at $184,500, and the rest, the other half, is going to be to our satisfaction. And if I recall, Dr. Murphy, could you clarify me for me? Did they not tell us that they were going to save us as much as they cost us, or am I remembering wrong project?
Yeah, they talked about, they didn't promise, of course, but they said in their history they normally easily save much more than their fee.
So that would kind of be like the Johnson Control people, just not so regulated?
It's somewhat similar to Johnson Controls, but it would just be to the satisfaction of the board.
Okay.
There's no accountability. That's what you're saying.
Right. It's you guys and us, you know. He would be meeting with us and telling us. Now, he did that, just he thought you'd like that. If you want to set up a third party, that would be to the satisfaction of the board. Whatever we desire is what he's saying that he's willing to do.
Well, yes, sir. You want to say something?
Go ahead. I'll let you go. And then.
Well, I was going to move to take option three. Any second? Motion fails for lack of a second. Then I'd like to move to take option two. That one fails for lack of a second, too. So now we're down to option one. I will move to take option one.
Madam Chair,
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion about the RFP?
Not yet.
No, I would second that. The I just have, you know, when you start looking at the TASB, and then now we switched it from TASB to Sledge, looks to me like a no-bid contract. If they're going to be doing that, then I would recommend that we open up the RFPs and actually look at that. But at this point, I believe we'll be getting, hopefully, the new bond person soon. The good thing is there's no construction going to be, in other words, there's no major projects because the summer projects have already closed. And so it'll give us some breathing time, and hopefully you get your specialist soon. And then we could look at bringing the other options if we need to.
I'd like to share something with the board. Over the past 5 years, I've built two homes, significantly large homes, from scratch. Had an architect, came up with the ideas, had the architect, got the builders, the contractors, everybody to do it. But guess what? Every day, every single day, if I personally wasn't there, as I live and breathe, it didn't go right. And it was so evident. I mean, you all know how I do my homework. I kept these huge lists of every single thing that needed to be done every day, all day. All I did was walk around and nitpick. And when one of them was built, after all of my nitpicking, after being there on site every single day myself, I still had an air conditioner that flowed over and had water come out of it. I had a hole in one of the corners of the foundation. Had significant other, like, major problems with me there every day. I can't tell you how important it is. And I know that at our high school, we're still suffering from what happened there, from not having someone watching over our best interest. It's really important to have a comprehensive, knowledgeable something. It could be a group, it could be a person, but they have to know exactly what they're looking for educationally and comprehensive. It can't just be a person with a specialist that's just looking at air conditioning, or a specialist that's just going to look at the framing. It has to be a comprehensive look. So I would caution the board to, you know, we want this school to go well. It's going to be a school like we've never had before. Pre-K-8, that's a big span. So there's going to be, and it's quite large in square footage, there are going to be issues we've never had pop up before. We've also been using the same template, so to speak, for our elementary schools since the 1990s when we built Davenport. So that was always kind of helpful because our people knew what to look for. This is new territory, new waters we're going into. I would like to tell y'all, think hard about it. And I think caution is going to pay for itself time and again. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I'd like y'all to, you know, think about that. Take it into consideration that what money we're spending on the front end can well save us so many headaches, so much money, so many trials and tribulations through the course and then on the far end as well. So I thank you for listening, and I hope we'll make a good decision this evening.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer, apart from, let's say if we don't get TASB for the PK through A, you'll have your bond man,
right,
and you'll have your assistant. What other, I guess, duties immediately would you have your bond manager doing, if not the PK threat?
Oh, what we're doing now is we're actually meeting every other week, which is actually quite intensive if you consider all the campuses that we're visiting. We've met with every single principal for every single elementary school, every single middle school, the high school. We'll be having those rounds of meetings. Now, keep in mind that aside from what needs to be done in the meeting, it's the work that results from those meetings, whether that's right now in the case of the pre-K through 8, I'm working on the owner's project budget. So that's meeting with Sonatrol over our surveillance options, meeting about the soils and materials testing, meeting about the surveying, meeting about the playground purchases, doing the, you know, what headway I need to do with the utilities, getting all those quotes and proposals in order, whether it's at outlet at the middle school, like moving those portables, you know, calling the person that needs to move the portables. They're going to need a surveyor as well, and Kenny Teal and our entry school. Like, do we need to get a phase one or phase two environmental study? Can we use that land? There's just one, there's so many people. If you want to move everybody together as a group, the campus administrators, the architects, and ourselves with the budget and the plan and everybody's expectations aligned, so that in the end everybody knows what to expect together, that's one project in itself. The legwork to get the construction projects going. Oh, the other component of that is, for example, one thing that's very time consuming is the FF&E, the furniture, fixtures, and equipment. That's, oh, so for the pre-K through 8, making a list of all the appliances that we'll need to buy, whether that's refrigerators, microwaves, all those kinds of things. Looking together with the furniture proposals, what's the difference between middle school furniture, elementary school furniture, or meeting with the principals to see what their furniture expectations are, putting together those few packages. I mean, there's work to be done. And one of my goals would be, after we move together to a point, to take the schematic design so that you all would be able to review the schematic design to be, yes, this is in alignment with the bond projects, that this was the expectation, this is the scope, this is our plan of action, and for you all to review the schematic design in our preliminary budget and timeline for you to say, yes, that's what we had in mind. Okay, you can move forward to the next step. So all of that requires a lot of planning and meeting with people. Sure. And the other component to that is, once we get into construction with so many sites, I mean, you could spend all day just photographing, documenting the pre-K through 8. As President Searle said, that's a very large site. You know, but keep in mind that most likely during that time, they're going to have the gym addition, they're going to have a fine arts band gym addition somewhere else. And then another thing that's very time consuming is a lot of just like the loose ends, like for example, oh, did we finish reviewing the water fountain patch around the install that we did 2 months ago? Things like that, you know, which are also part of the bond. They're small items, they're details, but they're part of the bond, and it's our obligation to follow through. You know, and so a lot of those details are time consuming as well.
If we were to get TASB to do what the board talked about last week, which was to do that project overview, the budget for the PK through 8 and the HVAC, mm-hmm, wouldn't they relieve that process out?
Yeah, I think that would be of great assistance, yes.
They don't want to do that.
Correct.
They don't want to do that.
They want a bigger scope of work. And a lot of that stuff, I mean, the last meeting that we had, Madam Chair and Mr. Coronado, was, you know, a lot of that stuff is what the CMR and the architect, how the model is framed. And so I guess what we need to start using it is to its fullest potential when you look at the pre-K-8. And then I don't have a problem in the future when we start maybe, you know, around March or something, if we're looking at maybe we need somebody else to assist the in-house bond manager, then we could look at that. But to go ahead and just authorize a full amount when we're supposed to be doing it with the organization that we have, I'm just against it. So.
Correct, and rest assured that we are definitely using that model to its full advantage. We have, starting next week, weekly meetings, so like a pre-K trade leadership team. We already have a draft agenda of what our next round table meeting is so that we have our goals clearly in sight. I met with VMAC and Carl Daniel yesterday afternoon to talk a lot about some of the owner items. I want you to know, like, we are definitely using that model, and we are gearing up for any of the options.
And I believe, I hope we're starting to use it to its fullest potential, but I don't think in the past, and now that once we move forward, I believe the project, you know, the update that when we have our next meeting, I hope we'll see some progress with that, and then just continue to move that project forward the way
it's supposed to. Oh, yeah, I think you'll definitely see some progress.
So do you want to then possibly entertain option 6?
We've had a motion and a second.
Yes, for option
1. No. Oh, for 1? It got a second? Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
No, actually it was Mr. Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we've got a motion on the floor. Anybody have any further questions or comments on it? Sergio?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase it. Go ahead.
Okay. I really want to go with TASB to do that, but I just still think it's quite a bit of money. Okay. And the issue with respect to realizing the savings is, we paid it that way. That's not really a measurable. It's kind of an issue for me. I have no doubt that they'll probably make some, you know, recommendations that'll end up saving us money, but to be able to measure that, it's going to be difficult.
I think if cost is your primary concern, I mean, all parties, VMAC is a very economical solution for task-specific things like plan reviews. Plan reviews in particular, that's something that I would really like from any party.
You know? The next question I was going to ask you is, what's the most important thing that you think we would need for the PK to rate if we didn't use something like that?
I think plan review bond throughout the bond is something that we are strongly in need of. That is,
bond review and
plan review. Not exclusive to the pre-K rate, through all of our projects. If we had a planner, somebody who could just perform that function for all of our bond projects, I think it would make this bond process a lot less painful and more easygoing from what I'm seeing so far.
What would the approximate cost be for that?
Yeah, could do it for free for your fee restructuring. That's one of the options right now. Or it could actually be done through any of the parties. I mean, the services that are offered by a lot of these options the same, whether it's VMAC, TASB, the old RFP, the new RFP, that's a service that can be offered, by any of these parties, really.
Well, what I'm trying to get a handle on is that, VMAC is our construction manager for the PK through A.
Correct.
What is it that they are not going to be able to do that TASB was?
Well, I think that TASB could provide a very detailed plan review. I think VMAC is, although not exclusively, looking value engineering, cost, contractor eyes, and TASB looks at it more through like owner eyes. And they have experience through other schools. The role of the CMR is not a detailed plan review.
With the board's permission, I'd like to ask, I almost called him Mr. VMAC, Mr. Vanagas, to come give us some perspective, please.
At the last board meeting, I had a chance to visit with Mr. Sledge. And I think we're probably heading in the right direction with all this discussion. The plan review, I think, would probably be a good investment if it wasn't kind of like a city plan review, but from your eyes. And I'll give you an example that he gave me. Okay, he said, look, the parent drop-off, it's a long arch. He says, parents tend to stack up at the front door. Mm-hmm. So what you have is you have the backup going into your street, and then the rest of it's free and clear. They're not using half of that parent drop-off. I said, you know what, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. So we also have a good conversation going on in the kitchen. We drew two staff member offices and two serving lines. He said, why can't we combine that? The architect felt that wasn't a good combination. I'm looking at it strictly from a cost standpoint. What's the best for the district? What would your kitchen be operated as most effective kitchens? Mm-hmm. And the plan review, just those kind of comments, I thought were good. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention, since TASB's not here. I just wanted to go ahead and give you their perspective. And I think that's what Jennifer's trying to bring to your attention.
But you also brought those to our attention on the kitchen, and TASB wasn't here. I mean, so when you look at the model, you're, as CMR, you're supposed to be looking at it from the district's point of view, correct?
Yeah, but I finish your school, but I don't follow the operation unless I read it in the paper that you got traffic backups or angry parents.
Yeah, that in and of itself would have been value enough to have said, wow, TASB, you just paid part of your bill. We don't have angry parents screaming every day.
And you
because it's a problem.
We're kind of blessed because there is a code review for the city. This is a city project, so they'll look at the handicap accessibility, whether that meets code. They'll look at your electrical service, does that meet code? Your mechanical service, does that meet code? The rest of your schools are not in the city plan reviews things. So plan reviews are a very good thing. I just wanted to bring you their perspective. And it's, you know, normally a city plan review is
just your minimum.
It's like it runs, a school I would guessing here. So don't nail me. I think it's around $5,800. So just money well spent. And you have somebody that's built schools all over the place and it's TASB and understands the district's growing pains, district's issues, staffing issues. For instance, when we went over the cameras, we discussed the technology keeps advancing so rapidly that anybody on their computer can log in and look at the football field from their house if they wanted to, as long as you had the access codes.
Like web-based surveillance.
Web-based surveillance. We use that at our office. So you don't have to have like a security cop in a room looking at the thing. So. It's real interesting, as we advance forward in our technologies, how we keep pace with that. Your school district has probably one of the state-of-the-art high schools, and has kind of deal with middle school that used to be your high school, that probably is not the state-of-the-art.
So a plan review would, if you don't mind me asking, Madam Chair, the plan review would be different from program management side, right?
Well, I would recommend that we get them to just go over our 70% drawings and do this.
Correct.
At the minimum.
So, and are they willing to do that is a question, Dr. Murphy, because we asked them and they don't want that. They want a larger scope.
Well, it was that, and you're right, but there was also another piece of it that doing an audit is more of an in-process thing, and that they didn't really have much to just look at the budget right now because they don't know the materials, they don't know how the design is going to be modified as the design development.
No, he said plan review, not budget audit.
No, I'm just saying that's why they didn't choose. It wasn't simply that they wanted more work.
Mr. Blanco.
Let me give you another example. Let's say that I recommend that we not put that copper coating on the round section because it's $175,000. Mm-hmm. Well, if one of the board members says, but I want it, it's in the budget, let's do it. Well, the TASB guy is another person that we could say, what do you think? Is that value added? Is that value taken away? Whatever that discussion may be. We're going to have those discussions on everything. You know, and each board member has some input. They have their likes and dislikes. And there's a cost associated with it. And I'm just the budget guy. I'm your budget guy and I'm your builder. I can say, well, you know, the canopies are nice. They're nice looking. But maybe we should go look at solar panels for those canopies. So, you know, what's the cost differential for there? Now I've added to the budget, so I shouldn't say, let's go to the solar canopies. But it's also lead, and it could be effective for you down the line as a cost saving.
Sounds like if we got rid of that copper, we just paid for TASB. Well, we could do that tonight. Just wipe that off the plate.
Product, but there's other products that
yeah,
give you but I'm just going through what we're seeing as we're going through it, and the TASB does so many schools that they would give you another opinion as to whether it's
an expert opinion.
Well, just from what they see from different schools.
A difference.
Where's your best value in putting your dollars? I noticed in your other pod programs that you're insulating all the exterior walls and some of your ceilings. But we haven't even discussed whether we're going to go with R19 in the walls, R11. We're not at that stage yet. So. What I've also found is we've increased the envelope on everything that we do now. Even out at Fort Bliss, everywhere, the envelope's gotten tighter, but the air conditioning system tonnage stays the same. Mm-hmm. I asked them questions like, well, if we got a tighter envelope, why can't we reduce the tonnage? Well, you know, that's a liability issue for that designer, and he's going to say, well, no, all my records, everything that I have says the tonnage has to be this much. So we're going through that process as we evolve in our systems. And I know you can remember this. We used to say refrigerated air conditioning was better than evaporative cooling. And with the tight envelopes, then we said, we're getting just our same air recirculating. So now we add these huge air handling units to bring outside air mm-hmm. into your refrigerated airspace so that you don't have a bad conditioned space. So you gain some, you lose some. You know, it's always evolving. And our discussion right now is on mechanical systems, and it's been very, very interesting from a cost perspective to how does the district want to come forward? You know, does the district want 2 TL thermals and the rest package units? Does the district want to introduce a new modified pipe system? Does the district want a 4-pipe system? The package units don't need lead, but then for your maintenance crews, now you're going to have to know how to do package units, geothermal, 4-pipe.
One of the biggest advantages that TASB has is that they have a very strong engineering background. And the other thing that you might want to consider is that, like, if you're contemplating having an audit, instead of having an audit a year from now, after the majority of the money has been sent, after you've set the GMP, after all of these things, what better yet? Hiring TASB up front is the equivalent of having a continuing auditing process. It's not an after the fact. It's like they're there from day one. checking what you're spending it, what you're designing before you spend it, so that instead of, you know, it will be less effective if a year from now you hire them to look at what was done than to get them involved and keep their eyes on it while it's happening. And that's one of the greatest advantages.
I feel real confident that we're going to bring it into your budget.
Okay.
As long as you take some of my recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Benegas. We appreciate it. And Mr. Medina, did, with the board's permission, I saw he would like to make a comment as well.
Thank you, Board President Searles.
Yes, sir.
Board members and Dr. Murphy. I'd like to say that I know we're here talking about a lot about numbers today. There's a lot of numbers being tossed around. So Matthews, the Executive Director of Facilities and Transportation, has provided a lot of options. And you're right, we need to move forward with this. But yesterday there was a big number that happened, and it's important that we know this. Yesterday was exactly 500 days since the voters approved the bond. 500 days. The longer you wait, more expensive this gets. You sit here, you can wait till a bond program manager gets on board, what's he gonna do? Really, she's the one in charge. The recommendation from CBAC is really to get somebody that knows what they're doing. Move forward. Stop waiting. So those 500 days are gonna start counting again. We're gonna count against everybody. It's not going to work well against when we definitely need to go after another bond in the future.
Yeah, in the near future, I'm sorry to say.
Yes, there's quite a bit of development going on. You see it every day, 3% growth just this year alone. So please understand, we want something just as much as administration to just start something.
Thank you, Mr. Medina. We appreciate the comment from CBAC. Okay, well, we have a motion on the floor. Made and seconded for option one. Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
No.
Mr. Cornell?
No.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
No.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No. With that, Tony, would you then take us to item number 2C?
Item 2C is discussion and possible action regarding professional services from TASB related to pre-K 8 campus.
Thank you.
I make a motion that we do not hire.
You can't do it in the, you got to do it in the positive. You can't make a motion in the negative.
I make a motion that.
In the negative.
Yeah, you have to move in the positive, and then if you don't want it, you just, everybody votes no.
You have to?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't make a motion. Unless it dies without a motion, right? Okay.
It can die for lack of a motion.
Yeah.
It can die for lack of a second, or it can be failure on the vote.
Although, sir, I think we did talk about wanting, if the board did not want to move ahead with TASB, that we do need to close out the negotiation with TASB.
Can we make a motion to close out or no?
You know, you have an agenda item. I'll, Dr. Murphy, I don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay.
You need to take this up in the order that's come on the agenda. If somebody would like to make a motion to hire them as they presented this revised version on a, what sounds to me like performance-based structure, and we'll need a motion and a second to consider it. If there's not a motion and a second, then we'll move on.
To the next item? Okay.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a possibility on this, I'm sorry to interrupt your thought chain, but on this, that the board could say, very simply, all we're willing to pay is X, and direct the administration to go back to TASB and say, we're going to pay you X. That's all we've got. That's all we're paying you. Tell us what you're going to do for us for X.
What if we go for a plan review? Mr. Venegas, if I might. Mr. Venegas, you had mentioned it's about 58. So if it's less than 10,000 for a plan review,
I'm just using
the city's
valuation. And, you know, we're at 70% drawings, and I see that.
Okay.
We need to seal it up. If they're willing to look at it, say, let's have a look at it.
And I believe that the administration can deal with that. It's under $10,000, is that correct?
For that level, sure. If they're willing to do it, but let me just make a comment with respect to TASB's proposal.
Oh, that's
it's being proposed as a professional service. It's not a bid, it's not a number. We're not voting on a specific item or a list. They've given us a structure. If you want to use TASB, and if it's at a different scope than they propose, you're free to do that, but we'll have to go back to them and say, okay, here's what the board's willing to do. We negotiate with them. They'll either say yes or no. They say yes, it will give you a structure and a price. We'll bring it back to you in a contract to approve. They've just changed their scope of what they're willing to do right now. So what we need here is, are you interested in contracting with TASB for some professional service?
And when you consider plan reviews, keep in mind that they may do it right now, 70% design development, but they should also do it 100%, 50% construction documents. Like, you conduct one at every milestone. So if it's under 10, just keep in mind, like, all right, you know, we could, you know, that might happen during multiple occasions. So, you know, what are
understand.
The expectations of that?
Understand. Yes, sir, Mr. Coronado.
Mr. Daniels, what? How long do you anticipate you're going to be done with your 100%? What do you estimate the way things are going?
Well, you'll remember, sir, that we have them stopped.
No, I understand that.
We released them.
That's your question.
Yes, my question is, if within the next several weeks you get released to do your 100% drawings and continue with it now that we have BMAC reviewing them, what do you anticipate when we would actually be able to have the construction documents, the GMP, finalized? Give me a rough estimate. I don't want to hold you to a specific, you know, super specific date, but give me a time frame.
Yes, Board President, Charles, board members, and Dr. Murphy. We actually just issued a new schedule that shows completion for the 1st of February. If you start us in 30 days from when you stop us, will be completely 100% complete on the 1st of February, but we expect that BMAC will give us a guaranteed maximum cost a couple of months before that.
Okay. So February. That gives us a year and 4 months? 5 months?
17 months.
After we finish. Construct it and open it. Is that kind of close, Mr. Benet?
It's kind of close. If it was next to President Searle's house, I would say no problem. But I just drove it before I came to the board
because of
that. Yeah, they've left us a home. They've left us big mountain of fill materials.
So assuming everything goes right, we're still cutting it close.
Yeah, the rock that I'm watching Hunt push around seems to be going pretty good.
Okay. And would TASB help expedite things?
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Not even with the plan reviews?
It might take longer.
It depends on how opinionated they are about what they know.
They would help it adhere to the schedule, because what's happened now is, for example, okay, here's the course to our number, you know, and we're drawing and we're asking for more and more things, and so it's kind of like veered off course. So we had to pause, which is painful for everybody, right? And now we've had to pause so that we can realign with where we're supposed to be and keep going, right? So if you had TASB on board and they were like right there side by side, and we could continue, you know, like moving, staying on the same track, so that when you reach milestones, like 50% construction documents or 100%. No, they're like, yes, we're in occurrence. Everyone's on the same page. We're on budget. We're on track. We're on scope. The expectations are aligned. And you're continuing to move forward so that we don't have to do these types of 30-day pauses that look like the one we're in right now. So when you reach a point where you want to go after the GMP, there is no surprises at that point. You are where you expect it to be, you know? So I actually think that they would help to eliminate the kind of situations that we're in right now.
Mr. Blanco, do you have a problem if I moved to accept option two?
If you're going to do that, I'd like you to reorder the agenda. What you're going to be doing is moving 2D for consideration. We already have a motion. Oh, no, we don't.
No.
We don't have anything on
C. We don't have anything on C.
Just reorder the agenda.
Okay.
We'll consider that and take up 2D so that you can take them in order. I prefer you do it that way.
Okay. With the board's permission, I would like to move to suspend 2C right now and move 2D into place. And I move to authorize VMAC, Inc. to provide additional personnel and consulting services related to all DC 2011 bond projects and to expand and amend the scope of services in the agreement between the owner and construction manager, authorizing VMAC, Inc. to provide these services at no additional charge to NUTOISD.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded on D. Any further?
Just, I have a question for Mr. Venegas. Well, so you'll be heavily involved with, and I mean, it's free, but you're going to be doing it to its optimal. In other words, you're going to come in and communicate with us. This is where we're at. This is the recommendations, all that. Is that correct?
The scope, that's part of the scope that can be defined, that will be worked out.
But that's included in the scope, right?
Yes, if you want me to come to the board and say, this school is 50% complete,
yeah,
it looks good, whatever, I can get those monthly reports on visual.
But and you're going to be heavily involved throughout the process. That's what I'm under the scope, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a problem with
that. And that we're not going to be, you're very charitable. It's amazing that you're offering to do this. But, you know, I don't want you to go away thinking, God, they're so cheap. You know, if they could have just paid me to do the work. You know what I'm saying? That sometimes you get what you pay for. Will it be the same this way as it would as if we were handing you a check?
That's why I'm asking you to amend my agreement.
Okay.
Because I have people right now that I'm either going to...
That you need to utilize. Okay.
So if you give me some of my fee now instead of later, I'll keep those people employed.
Okay.
And that's for my selfish perspective.
Thank you. We sincerely appreciate...
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Steve, do we need to amend the motion to state that if for a restructuring of the fee, does that need to be included in the motion?
No.
No, because it's under the scope of services.
Thank you.
Okay, Tony, motion made and seconded.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Thank you, Board. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Venegas.
Thank you, Mr. Venegas. In fact, I'd like to give you a round of applause. Thank you. And we're moving forward. Something's, we're getting it. Mr. Coronado, you want to tell something?
No, I just wanted to reiterate that that's very magnanimous of Mr. Venegas and his company to step forward through this. They have been, actually, they did our first project since the addition of the two wings, both at Damian Elementary and Childress Elementary. I think that's at the very start of their company was one of our first projects. And we had a super tight, I remember very well, we had a super, super tight budget. And we didn't anticipate that we were going to come under budget, and they came in, as tight a budget we had, I mean, there wasn't a lot of savings, but they ended up actually under budget. With those two additions, with a lot of problems that came up, unforeseen circumstances like the drainage at Childress that was not where we thought it was going to be, and additional problems with joining the actually the wing at both of the projects. So I want to thank Mr. Renegas and his company for providing these services to us at no charge. And thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Coronado, and thank you so much. That would take us back to C. And I would like to move to authorize the administration at this point regarding professional services from TASB to cause them to give us a plan review.
And if they're not willing to close it out?
No.
That's
could just come back to us.
Because I think Doc was telling Dr. Mer-
The question is, if the board is desiring, based on President Searle's motion, to go back to TASB and say, this is what we now would like you to do, we would negotiate with them. If they say yes, we're willing to do that, they would propose a fee, we'd bring it back to you. The board would have to vote on that and approve it.
Okay.
If they say no, then we would bring it back and we would ask at that time
to close them out.
Okay. TASB's offer be closed out.
Okay. Well, maybe we have to take baby steps with this. It's new waters for us. Nobody's done anything with TASB out here, and this will be the baby step possibly. So I move to cause the administration. You
can
want
we
to
just
tell
direct?
Something?
If it's under the 10,000.
No, sir, because it would be plan review at each stage. 70% design development, 100% design development, 50% construction development.
But those are individual. Well, yeah, let me ask you, that's individual. Like for now, we could do, let's just say, a purchase order for, let's just say it costs $9,000 to do the plan review. And we do, I mean, is it within our realm to just say, okay, we have the authority to do that, and then we come back 3 months from now, we do another plan
review? I appreciate that. If it works good, come back.
And administration could just do that.
We don't know. I mean, we've had
the problem with that is that the rule is an aggregation. Yeah. So we're going to aggregate. We already are thinking that it's going to expand. I'd rather get their agreement that they're willing to do it.
Like five plan reviews at these milestones this much. Yeah, okay.
Okay, then I guess my motion stands to modify the professional services from TASB to be a plan review, and that the administration would come back to us as soon as possible with the negotiated price. And is there a second for that?
Understanding that there are multiple plan review points
through
the process.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded for plan review from TASB and
I want to make sure, and again, we're open to whatever the board desires. Is it a one-shot deal, or is it multiple plan reviews throughout the life of the project? That's my, which one do you want us to negotiate with TASB?
Which one do you want? Do you want just the pre-K through 8, or do you want...
Only the pre-K through 8, no matter win, lose, or draw. Only the pre-K 8.
Design development plan review?
But you can't really do a one-shot. What if there's a change order?
Correct.
What if something happens? You can't work it like that, right? Yeah.
I agree.
So
just plan review.
Throughout the life of the project.
Yes, exactly.
That's what, okay. I just want to make clear.
Yes, sir. Plan review throughout the life of the project will be my motion. Would you like to amend your second?
So be it.
Okay.
Mr. Coronado.
Mr. Coronado.
You know, I really almost think we need to, maybe we can still do it at the next board meeting, but I think we really need to seriously consider getting TASB just full blown.
You too?
Yeah, I'm afraid that we're not going to finish the school on time.
I know.
And for me, that's a concern. The money's a concern. I mean, almost $400,000 is a lot that we could use on other things, but...
Well, I think we're only stuck for the 184.5. And the other 184.5 that would bring it up to 369, am I correct on the prices I'm giving, would be almost negotiable. So that,
well, because you're committed to the half that's to TASB, but right. Sledge is willing to say, "I will wait."
Save you the money.
Yeah, I'll find my fee.
By cutting, by cutting the project. I mean, of course you're going to find the fee.
But he can't cut the project. It's not like they're doing brick and mortar for us, and they're going to say, "Okay, we're going to get rid of that part of the building over there." Hmm? But they will have to save us money to get money. If we start down the road, and I'm speaking out of hopefully Mr. Blanco and Dr. Murphy, I'm speaking intelligently when I say this. If we start down the road with them and at every juncture we see, oh, you've actually cost us money, the job you're doing is not such a hot job. Do we then get to tell them, you know, sorry, man, that's it. You know, we can already see this is going nowhere. You're doing a miserable job. We hate what you're doing, and you can go away now.
There are always termination provisions in the contract.
Okay.
Assuming that they agree to the terms, then yes, there will be a provision in there to allow you out, early termination.
And that Ms. Matthews would have to be coming back to us along with BMAC because they seem to be our mano a mano partner here. Saying we see these people being worth their value as we go along with the process. And if you come back and tell us, bad move, not the right thing, we can then pull up stakes and stop.
Ms. Searles?
Yes, sir.
I mean, some of the stuff that you were talking about earlier, you know, that you needed somebody there on a daily basis. I mean, we're hiring somebody from out of town that's going to come in town probably once, maybe twice a week. And, you know, there's just not going to be that type of oversight that we need. And I'm more comfortable in the future if the administration needed to get an assistant or somebody within the bond program, then we could have somebody on staff that's actually checking that instead of just, you know, conference calls or coming in once a week or, you know.
What I'm sort of envisioning is that Mr. Venegas is going to, he is our CMR. On this project, he will be there every day, eyes and ears. Ms. Matthews, probably, I'm going to hope you're going to be there at least once a day somehow, or contacting him. And am I speaking correctly that they would be the broad umbrella that comes in, I don't know how often, and says, okay, guys, all this looks great, except for that, that, and that. Really, you'd do better if you took a different...
Correct. I mean, and also the bond project manager, we provide the boots on the ground kind of case scenario.
I understand.
And the benefits that TASB gives, which at this moment their physical presence may not necessarily be needed. I mean, a lot of the input that they'll give is from afar, from their office location.
Okay. Well, Mr. Coronado, what do you feel then? Do you, and I think maybe I'm stepping out of bounds a little here, but do you feel that the motion that's on the floor should be expanded or amended?
No, I think we can still even decide later, because if we were to hire Jennifer to do the actual PK through 8, do the full boat PK through 8, what's the first thing they're going to do?
The first thing they're going to do, they're going to pick up the 70% design
and
development,
the primary, right?
And they're going to completely audit it. They're going to look at cost savings. They're going to look at our owner's budget. They're going to start looking at the individual items that we need to buy. They're going to get a global perspective of all the things that we need to include. Have we forgotten anything? Yes, any value engineering ideas that they could contribute in addition to BMAC. And they're going to do, look, these are the steps that you need to take concretely to put your project on course and to get Carl Daniel going again. Give him some clear direction, and that's where we want to go. Set the course.
And that's not the complete plan review?
Yeah, of course, that's a portion of it. The other portion of it, though, is the owner's project budget, which has nothing to do with what Carl Daniel and BMAC are doing. That's the portion that I'm currently working on, which is where the owner's project manager comes in. It's all these soft costs that we've not looked at or analyzed as that we're refining and developing. That whole component of it, which is labor intensive, is something that doesn't fall under either Carl Daniel or VMAC, and that's also one of the first things. That would be their top priority.
But that's not part of that falls under your duties, right?
That's right, and I'm doing it.
And we need to get your assistant so that way we could...
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay. Motion on the floor, and Mr. Coronado, I'm deferring to you because you kind of inched over another way a little bit. Do you feel that we need to amend the motion at this point, or are we good with the motion as it stands?
I think we're good. How long is it going to take for them to do a plan review, Jennifer?
I don't know. It depends, maybe 5-10 days. It depends on their schedule. I'd have to visit with them. We haven't talked about that. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, then my motion will stay as it is. Ms. Mendoza, your second will stay?
Yes.
Okay.
Through the chair, before we vote, do we need to define plan review?
I think we have, as we've discussed it. It's going to be comprehensive. Ask them if they're willing to do it throughout the life of the project. Now, I think you can have this discussion with them that, okay, if I'm hearing the board, at least from Mr. Coronado, if that goes well, there's a possibility that you might ask them to do more. They may or may not be welcoming of that type of a contingency down the road for future work. I just don't know. It's going to be up to them. They may come back to us and say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. We just have to ask.
I think we should do that, see if this motion passes. And if so, just put them on the next agenda item for the next meeting and call it quickly, maybe next week. Make sure.
Yeah. I won't be here next week.
Whether it is or not, and if not, then we need to take immediate action on something else.
This is a negotiation, so they couldn't start work tomorrow. No.
No, I understand.
Yeah, they have to come back.
Well, we just need to hear from them if they're amenable.
Okay, Tony, let's vote.
Mrs. Cousins?
No.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Motion passed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, motion passed, and I think we all understand what it's about. Do we need to go forth with E and F, Mr. Blanco?
Yes, if you don't want to take action on them, I would just say that there's not going to be any action taken on E or F. It's up to the board.
Okay. How does the board feel? Any action on E or F?
No.
Then I would like to remove E and F from the agenda and take no action on either of them. And that takes us to adjournment. And thank you to the CBAC.
We don't have to obey this.
We did that while we were piddling around while you guys were here.